Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the courtroom and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your lawyers for the evening. I'm Matt.
I'm sorry. I'm Derek.
I'm your audible Craig.
Oh, gosh.
Please stay calm. The courtroom is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down those safety bars. Remain seated, because we won't be doing that for you. Guys, here we are in Triple G Court. What do you have to say for yourself?
All I got to say is it's probably a pretty good thing we're in the court of law, because we're going to be sued by so many lawsuits for the use of music.
Objection!
Oh, overruled.
How's it going, Derek?
I'm crying. These are so funny to me.
The Triple G Court of Law. This is milestone episode 110.
Woo!
Making the case for resort tiers at Walt Disney World.
What's our jurisdiction?
Anywhere and everywhere
that we want to be. It's kind of a mixture of court and the Rock, isn't it?
We are the law.
Derek, you okay?
I don't know why I laugh so hard when we play this music, but
We have talked a lot about hotels at Walt Disney World, and guys, really, and as Craig has said, if he doesn't get the right hotel room, his trip's ruined.
It is.
So it's very important, and the question I get asked a lot by people who are planning a trip to Walt Disney World is where should they stay? Just the other day, somebody said, should I stay at Pop Century or Caribbean Beach, or should I stay at Caribbean Beach or Port Orleans, or should we stay at a deluxe? And we've spent several shows in our past, in fact, some of our earliest shows, talking about a battle royale of which hotel was the best. But today we want to talk about which hotel tier. And we're not talking about the villas. We're talking about values, moderates, or deluxes. Which hotel tier is best for you? So, guys, why do you think this is such an important question that people ask?
And this is without any kind of DVC rental, right?
No.
And can we say as we get started, too, we appreciate Nick McNabb going to bat for us, trying to get us some sponsorships with DVC renters. We always appreciate Nick's support and always encouraging as one of our faithful listeners. Keep banging that drum, Nick. Matthew, I'd say that this is a great question. I think there's factors in each category why you do what you do. And I think today we will settle this in the court of Triple G.
And obviously, when you're going to Walt Disney World, we've advocated for staying on property many times over. But there's so many different hotel options, over 20 hotels on Disney property. And instead of trying to help you figure out which is the best one, and you can go to our earlier shows, the Battle Royales, for that, we're going to just try to help you pick out which tier you should stay in. And obviously, the big thing we're talking about today is price.
Right.
And so, for today's show, Craig will be the defense for the values. Derek will be the prosecutor for the moderates. And I will be the bailiff for the deluxe. Is that how that works?
You're going to be the bailiff?
Is that how that works?
Like I don't think it works.
Well,
like
we're
that.
Pretty much all the defense and the prosecutor and the executioner.
I'm going to be the DA, the Disney attorney.
Oh, look at him. And there's going to be some infighting. There's going to be some debate.
I hope so.
There's going to be some cross-examination, and there's going to be some final arguments. So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you will be the judge, and you can let us know on social media who won their case today. So we're going to start right in the middle today with the moderates.
Oh.
As Derek Newsom, our own... Now, Derek, when did you first pass the bar to become a Disney lawyer?
He doesn't pass many bars.
It had to be officially licensed in 2014.
Was that before you were disbarred, or was that...
I was disbarred in 2014, also.
Oh, wow.
Had a short career.
Didn't last long.
No.
So, have you been reinstated?
I have not.
Okay.
So, Derek, opening statement for the moderate.
Okay. So, we have, what, five moderates, I believe? Two Port Orleans,
mm-hmm.
Coronado, Caribbean, and the Cabins.
Correct.
Does that get them all? I think one of the big things for four of those resorts, I'm taking out the Cabins, for four of those, they are centrally located, meaning your bus rides are not going to be terribly long to any of the four parks or Disney Springs, if you want to count that. Matthew doesn't, but
no.
I think that is a big one for the moderates. Park proximity, I think, is the best in the moderate category, with the exception of the Cabins, which I really have no interest in staying at.
Objection!
The what?
Overruled.
Leading the witness. Go ahead.
Better, I think, the food courts at the moderates are better than they are at deluxes.
Mm.
But maybe, and I think they're as good as they are at the values. The pools are better, Matthew. If you're a pool person, pools are better at the moderates. You get slides at some of them. Maybe at more, I don't know.
I think they all have at least one.
Do they all have one?
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at the pools, but I've not been to a lot of the pools.
You missed out.
I've not. Again, it's a moderate pricing scale. Sometimes, for especially Coronado and Caribbean Beach, you can really find decent deals when
right.
they run specials. So if you're willing to step up just a little bit in price and still stay sub 200 right now anyway.
You think it's worth it?
Absolutely.
Well,
this is my preferred category.
I will say you do have to get a discount to get it sub 200.
You do.
Under 200 a night.
But I've seen Caribbean Beach as low as 130.
Yeah. Now the Port Orleans, both of those are rarely discounted. About the best they're ever discounted is 10%.
Right.
We're going this summer, I think. With a 10% off discount, it's about $240 a night. So, strong opening argument there for the moderates. Craig, approach the bench. Chambers.
I'm here. What? I'm confused.
You're in contempt.
Present the case for the value.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh. Where our listeners are going to get
badgering.
Sick of this one.
Hey, should we have brought
the
fourth on for this?
We should have brought Douglas the fourth.
Man, we're sorry, Doug.
He's going to criticize this episode.
Yes. Oh, time. I hope so.
Yes. Offer us a legal critique.
Yes. We'll call on him at the end to...
Gideon versus Wainwright. Craig, the values make your case.
Okay. Gentlemen, your honor, members of the jury, here is my reasons for staying at a value resort. First of all, and this is really from least to greatest... First is the perks of the resort. I think all the resorts, you're not going to miss anything by saying a value that you're not getting at a moderate or deluxe.
I object to that.
As far as your basic essentials, your Wi-Fi,
shower,
your
water,
TV, yes, basic stuff, you're going to get that. But here's some amenities that. Hey, I didn't interrupt you, sir. Your honor, could we get some?
Need the bailiff.
Yes. Okay.
Order of the court. Gavel.
All right. Another thing you're going to get is you're going to get the ambiance, the decorations that you don't get as much at the other resorts as far as theming. Art Animation, Pop Century, those immerse you into what the theme is of the whole resort. You don't get that as much at the others. Go to Grand Floridian, you're not getting that. You're not getting the Disney theme.
Objection.
Okay, well you said it. The Disney theme.
Right.
The values now, deliver on the Disney.
Correct.
Thing.
The Grand Floridian is delivering on the greatest of all resorts, and I understand that, but you're not getting the Disney theming that you do at the value resorts. The next thing I would say is, Matthew, it's got the greatest selection of pools of all the resorts of the values.
Hmm.
I think now that they may have a great one at Boardwalk, at some of the other ones that you guys will choose, but I think the greatest selection of pools, and where else can you go see Hair Underneath Water and hear music besides at a Value Resort?
Mm. Well, that's arguable.
Well, you'll get your chance. And finally,
I didn't hear it.
Finally, pricing. By far, the best value is going to a Value Resort. I mean, that's why they call it a Value Resort. It's the cheapest. And besides, all you're doing is pilling your head at night, laying down and going to sleep, and then going back to the park the next day. I rest my case.
Yeah, that's that last, you really brought it home there at the end, because that's kind of what I've always thought about values. The best argument for value is obviously it's cheapest, and you're just, you know, you're going to Disney World to enjoy the theme parks for the most part. So why does it make sense to spend a lot of money on a hotel? Which brings me to my case.
Oh!
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, distinguished guests, picture, if you will, the most magical place on earth. And then picture, if you will, having to wait for a long time just to get on a bus to get into the most magical place on earth. That is why you should not stay at a Value Resort.
Well, I thought we was making our case. And I think we was destroying.
Hey, this is my opening argument.
Oh, sorry.
If you want to get the most of the theme parks when at Walt Disney World, you need to be near those theme parks so you don't have to spend as much time on a bus. If you stay in an Epcot area deluxe resort, you are within walking distance to two parks. If you stay in a Magic Kingdom area resorts, you are in walking distance or monorail ride from the most popular theme park on Earth and a monorail ride away from Epcot.
If it's working.
Hey, we're going to go with the assumption that it is. So proximity for the deluxe resorts. And I think, Craig talked about the Disney theming. I think the deluxe resorts, especially resorts like Wilderness Lodge, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Polynesian, they deliver on that theming far and away better than any of the other resorts. It truly transports you to a different place.
Not,
yes.
Not Disney theming.
Sir, you're out of order. While, yes, there is Disney theming at Pop Century, at the All-Stars, at Art of Animation, it doesn't immerse. You still just feel like you're at a hotel. And when you're at when you're at a deluxe resort, you feel like you have been transported to a completely different place. Wilderness Lodge, you are in the Pacific Northwest. The Polynesian, you are in Polynesia. Beach Club, you are at the beach. And not to mention, while they may not have as many pools, Craig, their pools are much more elaborately themed. You've got lazy rivers, you've got bigger slides. In some places, you even have a sand bottom pool. I'm going to rest my opening case there.
Well, you need to.
And yes,
the highest order.
It is much more money.
Much.
But, yeah, much.
Much.
I think it starts out about $330, $340 at the very least.
At the least.
Per night. However, I think any Walt Disney World vacation, a big part of what you're doing is where you're staying. And that can really make or break your trip, because I've talked to people who stayed at the cabins, and while they like the cabins, transportation was an issue. Same can be said for Caribbean Beach. I like Caribbean Beach Resort, but the bus situation. And that's ultimately, I think, the biggest downside to the moderate is a lot of times, yes, they're centrally located, but just
Multiple bus stops
at just about every one of those moderates. So, with the exception of French Quarter. So, guys, I will rest my case there. I hope the jury takes into account all these variables. You see any flaws or objections in what I said or what Craig said, make your case against the values and the deluxes, sure.
Both. My reason for not going to the values is number of people amount there, like you mentioned before with the bus stops. Those are always the most crowded bus stops at night and in the mornings.
Crowded bus stops at the resorts, yes, and at the parks.
Yep, at both. And so, while I do love Pop, but I love French Quarter even more. That's the big thing for the value side is just the quantity of people that you have in those parks using the same amenities that you are trying to use. So the food courts are just busier. The buses are busier. The pools, if I visited the pools, I might could speak to it, but I would guess the pools are busier. So
object. That's on hearsay.
He used it right.
He used it correctly.
No. Now for the deluxe, my biggest beef with them is that they are, I think outside of the boardwalk area, those three resorts, that they're not centrally located. Animal Kingdom, Wilderness,
yeah,
and all the three around Magic Kingdom. They're longer bus rides to some of, to say Animal Kingdom,
right,
than it is from the moderates. And for the theming, you talked about Wilderness Lodge and the Polynesian. I think that the Riverside and French Quarter are just as well themed as those.
True.
When you consider that you're not into the big, huge animation, larger than life Mickey Mouse's and Roger Rabbit's and all that, I think that those are just as well themed as the deluxes. The point where the deluxes win are at the pools. But no. Again, we're not pool people, so that doesn't weigh heavily in our decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We are currently planning a trip in August, so. But we're staying at Pop. For some
Wait,
of it.
It's good.
It is good.
I'm defending it today.
Pop, but we're trying to decide if we want to stay at Yacht Club or the new tower over at Coronado.
Answer the question, counselor.
So that's my biggest beef with the...
Craig, cross-examine the deluxe and the moderate.
Well, first of all, I'm going to ask the court to hold you both in contempt for a waste of time with your defenses. Secondly, I'm going to say again, I'm a family of four. We have budgeted for this trip for our lifetime, our once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney, maybe our second-lifetime trip to Disney. We want to get the most for our money. We want to spend as much time in the parks and going and seeing things. I've got to stay at a value because I'm spending so much money and not that much time at my places other than the value resort. At any resort. So I don't want to spend a lot of money, a lot of time at the resort. So I'm not going to spend a lot of money there to save at the resort. So I think your Grand Floridian, your upper level... deluxe resorts are all nice, especially Wilderness. I love Wilderness, but I just think you're spending a lot of money. If it was us going, which we've been many, many times, it's a whole different story. I'm not having to see every aspect of the park, but if I'm going for the first or second time, then value is a no-brainer because I want to be in the parks. As far as a moderate, moderate's a great choice. I love moderates. I'm like Derek, probably one of my favorite levels. But once again, you're spending more money for something you're really not get to enjoy a whole lot. If you love to be in the pools with the kids, that's great, and you spend a day doing that, then maybe you can justify that. But other than that, the values have to be the best simply because of value. I mean, there's really not a bigger argument you make. Now, are the buses not as good? Absolutely. Do you struggle sometimes with crowds? Absolutely. But again... Your point is you're not going to spend as much time with crowds or with buses because you're going to be in the parks. You're not going to be in your resort. So I'm going to say that value is my biggest and strongest argument.
Objection.
Well, something I did not mention in my rebuttal was bed comfort. There is a drastic difference between bedding.
Mm.
Between the three levels, and that is...
Well, yeah, because now most
guys,
of the...
Guys, you're making it hard on me. I'm trying to defend values, and I really don't want to defend values. Now so I'm doing the best I can.
Now most of the values, you've got one bed and then a pull-down Murphy bed, right? Mm-hmm. So, Craig, you said if it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip... I say if it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip or a twice-in-a-lifetime trip, you do splurge and you stay at the deluxe. Because if you're only going once or twice, then go big. And get the full experience.
That is true.
He said go big or stay.
But I
want
to be able to go back home and still pay my bills when I get home and pay what my house is.
Well, then...
There's a difference in going one time and blowing completely out and not having any money when you return home. Now, if... I'm going to stand upon that. I rest upon that. I'm just going to say that values...
And again, I'm going to say if it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip, go all out. You're obviously going to stay... If it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip, you're probably going to stay for a longer period of time. And And I think that plays a big factor. If you're just going for 2 or 3 days, yeah, stay in a value. You're not going to have a lot of time to experience the resort. But if you're going for a week, 7 to 10 days, 6 to 10 days, you know, you're spending more on that hotel, but you're probably spending a lot more time at your hotel. And I, you know, the more I've gone, the more I want to kind of experience all that the hotel has to offer and enjoy my time at the hotel and not just run constantly. I think the first, you know, the first few times you go, you're trying to do everything and see what you like and don't like. But when you get to the point where you realize there are certain things you don't have to do, then, you know, spend a little less time in the parks and a little more time in your hotel and enjoying the amenities that it has to offer. And again, I think it just, it gives you an entire, an all-inclusive experience when you stay at a deluxe resort. But, you know, the first time Sissy and I went, we thought it was going to be a once-in-a-lifetime trip, or at least until for the next several years. So we stayed at deluxe accommodations. We stayed at the Wilderness Lodge, fell in love with it, and so I tend to lean toward deluxe if we can pull it off. And now a lot of times when we go, if we go for a shorter trip, we'll try to stay maybe at a deluxe resort just for 2 or 3 nights. But I think the deluxe resorts do the best job of, you don't feel overcrowded. You have a lot of good dining options there. It's, you know, the moderates are nice, but the question you ultimately have to ask yourself is, are they worth $70 to $100 more per night over the value resorts? Now, if you're staying in a suite at Art of Animation, that's not a value. That's more like a moderate or even a deluxe. But that's obviously for families with 5 or 6 people. And so, yes. Let's say this. There's a bigger price jump to go from moderate to deluxe than there is to go from value to moderate.
Yes.
So that's certainly something to take into consideration.
And again, what you said, the resort, not resort hopping, but the split stays, something we've done several times.
Yeah.
And we've stayed at, we went from moderate to deluxe and from value to deluxe. So if we do it, we like to do the split stays. That's how we afford to do a deluxe, yep, for a night or two.
I've always wanted to try a split stay, but we've never done it. Maybe one of these days.
That's just a good way. Like I said, if you can afford a night or two at a deluxe versus a whole week, then do that. But whatever you do, do the higher grade second.
I think it's time.
So what do you think about the food situation though at the?
Oh, I should have said that as one of my arguments.
Is there a big difference between the food quality, do you think?
I mean, I think you just have more table service options at deluxe resorts.
Yeah.
You don't ever really see a food court. It's usually one quick service place.
That is a big beef I have for
with deluxes, yeah.
Is that there's no food court. They'll have small areas with like Captain Cook's or something, yes, like that.
Well, on the flip side, you're usually, with the exception of maybe Animal Kingdom Lodge, you're a monorail ride or walk away from being able to get some good quick service dining in the theme parks.
Yes.
So, or if you're on the monorail loop, you can hop on one. If you don't like Captain Cook's, you can go over to the Gasparilla Grill at Grand Floridian or Contempo Cafe.
But their size limits the number of people that can use that place.
But I've rarely found it crowded.
But again, I think that's because of its size. If it were bigger, I think more people would use it.
Maybe so. Maybe no.
And people are like, at the deluxes, they're like, it's just too small. We're not going to go there.
But I mean, you stay at a Polynesian, you've got Ohana, you've got Kona Cafe, you've got, you know, what, you've got Captain Cook's, you've got Pineapple Lanai where you can go and get a Dole Whip. There's just a lot of different dining options. You got the Spirits of Aloha dinner show, and yeah, then you have all those at Grand Floridian. You've got all those at Magic Kingdom and Contemporary for that matter. And if you're down on the boardwalk, you've got the boardwalk and the yacht club and the beach club and Epcot. So many options at the deluxe that you just don't have. You know, Pop Century, you got to eat at the food court. That's it.
That's true.
That's all you have. But there are four different stations, so you do have a few options.
Right.
And I really think they've stepped up quality at those,
yeah,
just in the few years that we've been going.
And Disney's really good about offering options everywhere, all the hotels, all the parks.
And if you're going to say Epcot alone with the boardwalk, then you can say Our Animation with Pop Century too, though.
Right. That's true.
So you've got other options besides just their one food court.
So final arguments. Craig, make your closing case.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, first I want to call a witness. Matthew Dotson to the stand.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Matthew, of all your stays, I'm not talking about lengthwise, of all your stays, where have you stayed the most?
I wasn't sworn in, so I don't have to tell the truth.
Put your hand on this Grim Grinning Guy sticker and
of all my stays, where have I stayed the most? Where have I stayed the most? I think the Moderate. I think I've stayed at Moderates the most. I know we've stayed at Port Orleans a couple of times. We've stayed at Caribbean Beach 3 times. So I do believe the Moderates.
With the kids, you've stayed at the Moderates the most?
Yes.
Okay.
That ruined his argument.
It did. Derek, where have you stayed the most?
Moderates.
Moderates.
Yep.
All right. Scratch that.
Craig, where have you stayed? Where have you stayed the most?
Probably Value. Because us going with other families, and that worked out best.
Am I still on the witness stand?
No, you're not. I kicked you off. Honestly, if I was sitting here doing this defense, my defendant would probably fire me and ask for another lawyer because
they defend themselves.
I'm not a Value fan. I am not. But I have defended it today. And I think, again, if you're going on Value Resort, if you're going on Value and your time is going to be in the parks, the Value Resort is the best. Now, personally for me, I like Moderates because you get the best of both worlds. Your best transportation is not as bad, and your crowding at the resort is not as bad. So I love Moderates, and I like Deluxes now with DVC renting. So, that's where I stand. But as far as values go, if I'm going one of the first times or I'm planning on going many more times, but this is our time to go, and I really want to spend time in the park. My whole plan is scheduled around going to the parks. Then if I'm just going to be in the hotel sleeping, then I'm probably looking at Value Resort. I do very much agree with Derek, though. Your bedding is not the greatest, but we still got a good night's sleep in Pop. The beds were fine. They're not deluxe. They're not moderate, but they're fine to sleep on if you're just... I tell you, when you come in from a park after being all day, you're going to pass out anyway, and you'll get up the next morning and go. So as far as I'm just going to keep standing on what I'm standing on, and Value is what you have to do if you want a Value Resort.
Derek, make your final case for all the Moderates.
Well, just like my introduction, it's proximity to parks. You've got better theming. Well, let's say more adult theming at these resorts, and food options. I think the food options are just a step above. Also, it's outside of the pizza and hamburgers. I mean, you can still get
shrimp
pizza
and grits,
yes. But you can get a little bit upper level dining there. And transportation is a positive and a negative, just because of the bus stops at the resorts for the most part. But you do get shorter lines typically at night. And though it is Caribbean Beach and Riverside, both can get pretty long lines.
Mm-hmm.
So just because they really are huge resorts. The food, the pools are not as good as the deluxe, but better thing. Again, that goes into the theming, I think, than being better than the Value. So I'm just not making a very good case, am I? Just know that this is Derek's preferred tier, the Moderate level. Port Orleans, French Quarter, please.
Listeners, countrymen, lend me your ears.
Dramatic.
You have heard today two gentlemen try to fabricate evidence and overemphasize that which needs to be de-emphasized to try to convince you and play on your emotions that you should stay in a Value and or Moderate resort during your Disney vacation. I am here to cut through the hogwash and deliver the truth. The deluxe resorts are, bar none, the best hotels on Disney property.
Nope.
Look, this is my closing argument. You're now in contempt. And with that being said, if you are going on a Walt Disney World vacation, especially a once, twice, or thrice in a lifetime vacation, you should spend a little extra money, or in some cases, a lot of extra money, to stay at a deluxe resort. I think if you'd stay at a deluxe resort, you're probably more prone to spend more money because of the dining options than you are at a value. You know, when we stayed at Pop Century, our only option was the food court, and so we were able to save quite a bit of money eating there. Needless to say, though, the deluxe is the way to go. When you look back on your life, do you want to say, oh, I lived a value life, or I lived a moderate life, or do you want to say, I lived a deluxe type of life?
And I'm in bankruptcy.
I lived.
Hey.
Hey, Coronado.
If we've learned anything from The Office, it's that all you have to do is declare bankruptcy. And all your problems go away. I didn't say it. I declared it.
Can I say this? For all places, and really this sums up everything, and this is not an argument for any one category, it all depends on how much money you want to spend.
Yep.
That's what it all boils down to, because we've all been where we say, hey, I want to go to Disney, but I don't want to spend a lot of money, so we stay at value. I want to go, but I want to spend a little bit more money and not be so crowded, and we go to moderate. I want to go and I want to have a nice weekend or a nice trip, and we stay
real
deluxe.
Nice.
So that's what it all boils down to is what do you want to do and how much do you want to spend? And that sums up what it is. Now, again, if you're a family of five or more, you don't have a choice going to value. Unless you stay at Art Animation now, which Art Animation is priced more like a moderate.
Yes. I think there are some all-star movie suites.
There are.
Suites, but... Listeners, who do you think won in today's court of law?
Or what is their favorite tier?
Yeah, what is your favorite tier that you like to stay at? But most importantly, who do you think won in Triple G court?
Let's hear from you, the fourth.
Yes, we're really anxious to hear what the fourth has to say about this episode. Let us know on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or email us. And just as a caveat, none of us are actual lawyers.
Not anymore.
In case you didn't already know that. Derek wasn't for a brief time in 2014.
Wait, is there a crime for impersonating a lawyer? Because I think, Derek, you just...
And now it's time for a segment.
I did not give any legal advice.
The longest running segment in Triple G show history.
Grim.
Grinning.
Greatness. Greg's always spot on. Derek has our Triple G greatness question today.
Okay, guys. Since we've been in the courtroom today.
Bum, bum.
Object.
Bum, bum.
It has really been a courtroom.
If you were to do, you know how they like to have the view at Walt Disney World sometimes, and Kelly and whoever is on there with her now, I don't even know.
And they also have the food. Show food
that was
thing
yeah that the
chew yeah
but now it's canceled so
oh
where in Walt Disney World would you have your courtroom drama set?
Ooh,
where?
This is a good question. I already got mine in mind. Hope you guys don't steal it,
because it would happen.
I'm sure this is a question a lot of our listeners have wondered.
Yeah,
over the years. Oh, if I had to go to court,
you know, people have thought. You know, and if I get married, I want to have it here at Disney World. You know, if I do this, I'm sure people are thinking, if I ever have to have litigation, I want to have it here at Disney World.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because that's an option too, right? You can have litigations wherever you want to have them, right?
Sure.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Just let
we have to move the venue, this may be tough. I'm going to move it to the monorail ride from the TTC to Epcot. I don't really know why.
What are you doing?
He's going to have it on the monorail.
On the monorail.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're going to have a mobile station.
That's
mobile.
Will it interrupt when they say about the doors closing? And por favor.
Could be a little distracting.
It's the longest monorail ride you can be on.
Okay.
So, and actually be moving, let's say that.
You got a good view as you're litigating.
I don't know if there's room for the jury to fit in the car with you.
Plenty.
Okay.
Plenty.
I've got mine. Mine's
we gotta
perfect.
Stand up too.
Mine's awesome.
Okay, go ahead, Greg.
You want to hear it?
I want to hear it.
Mine is going to be at the Stocks right there in Liberty Square. because we're going to find you guilty and we're going to put you right in the stocks right there.
Oh, wow. You've already innocent until proven guilty,
no,
man.
No, sir. Stocks. You got to be hold the prisoner captive while you're...
Good grief.
And it's kind of like in that old setting right there in front of, you know, in Liberty Square with a sewage running through and everything. Perfect. Well. Steamboat in the background.
The Muppets are going to yell down at them.
Yes. Right? They're the jury.
Man, y'all got some really good ideas. Honestly, I've never thought about this.
Apparently, oh, Derek and I think about it all the time. I
mean, apparently you guys have. Let's just say that we are going to have our litigation in the American Adventure.
Ooh.
In the Rotunda. And it's going to be like old style colonial court.
That's good. And you can sit in the dome and hear everything.
Hear ye, hear ye. Craig Shelton is guilty.
And then the voice of liberty come in and say, America, right behind you.
You're going to go to jail.
We're gonna find you and take away your life.
And if you are found guilty, you are then forced to be an audio animatronic for the rest of your days.
Oh, no.
In the stage production.
That's awesome.
Multiple performances daily. Well, listeners, this has gone off the rails in a hurry. We thank you for joining us today. Again, we hope we've helped provide you with some information on whether or not you should stay at a value, moderate, or deluxe resort. If you have any more specific questions, feel free to email us, grimgrinningguys@gmail.com, and we'd love to talk to you and offer some advice. There we go.
There it is.
As you leave.
I've never noticed how much that sounds like the Twilight Zone.
As you leave, be sure to.
Beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back. Woo!
Guilty. Until proven innocent.
No, wait.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace.